From Spark and Anvil and Alchemicus Forge, this is Edge Goldie in Chapter 1 of the Alchemicus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A young mountain goat picked her way along the library's back stairs as if they were a cliff. Her name was Edge Goldie, and she had a peculiar talent. She could look at any climb and find the just right next step. Not the easy ledge you could already reach in your sleep, and not the impossible one that would send you tumbling, but the one a little above your hooves that you could just manage if you stretched. Maya found her studying a shelf of practice problems, sorting them with quick taps of one hoof. "Too easy," Goldie muttered, nudging one aside. "Too easy. Way too hard. You just get scared and learn nothing." She stopped at one and brightened. "This one. This is your ledge." Maya looked. "It looks kind of hard." "It's supposed to look kind of hard," Goldie said. "That's how you know it's right. If it looked easy, you'd already know it. No growing there. If it looked impossible, you'd freeze. But a little bit hard, the kind where you think, maybe if I really try, that's the ledge where you actually climb. That's where all the growing happens."
Goldie balanced neatly on the shelf's edge. "Here's what I know from a life on cliffs," she said. "There are three kinds of steps. Steps below you, too easy, boring. You just walk them, you don't get stronger. Steps way above you, too hard, terrifying. You can't reach and you give up. And then there's the step just above your hooves. A little stretch, a real reach, but a reach you can make." She tapped the just right problem. "Stay on that step, the edge of what you can do, and you climb faster than you ever thought possible. Drift too low, you stall. Reach too high, you fall. The whole secret is staying on the edge."
"But the edge is uncomfortable," Maya said.
"A little uncomfortable," Goldie agreed. "Good uncomfortable. The kind where your heart speeds up a bit and your mind leans in. Not the bad kind where your stomach drops and you want to quit. There's a big difference, and I spend my whole life feeling for it. Too easy is boring. Too hard is scary. Just right is alive."
So Maya let Goldie pick her ledges for a while. Each problem Goldie chose made Maya stretch. She'd think, "I'm not sure I can do this." And then, more often than not, she could, just barely, with real effort. When something started feeling easy, Goldie nudged her up a step. When Maya hit one that made her chest go tight with that bad, frozen feeling, Goldie quietly slid it away. "Too high," Goldie would say. "Not yet. Let's find the step right below it." And she'd offer something a little gentler, still a stretch, but a reachable one. After a week of climbing edge to edge, Maya looked back at where she'd started and was amazed. "The problems I'm doing now," she said, "I couldn't have touched these last week. They'd have been a too high ledge." "And now they're your easy steps," Goldie said. "That's how the climb works. Today's edge becomes tomorrow's easy ground. You just have to keep finding the next ledge."
Goldie nodded at the distance Maya had covered, sure-footed and proud. "Feel that?" she said. "You didn't grow by doing easy things over and over. That's just walking in place. And you didn't grow by throwing yourself at impossible things. That's just falling. You grew by living right on your edge, the spot that was a little hard every single day. A little hard, a little hard, a little hard. And look how high you've climbed." Maya looked down at the gap between where she'd been and where she stood. "It wasn't even scary, mostly," she said. "It was kind of exciting." "That's the just right feeling," Goldie said warmly. "People think a challenge has to feel like fear. But the right size challenge doesn't feel like fear. It feels like leaning in, like being awake. The trick was never to avoid all struggle. It was to find the amount of struggle that feels good instead of that. And that amount is real. I can find it. And soon, so will you."
Later,
On the library steps, Maya sat with Goldie as the sun went orange. "Can I ask you something?" Maya said. "How do you tell the good hard from the bad hard? They both feel hard." Goldie considered, hooves tucked under her. "They feel different once you learn to listen," she said. "Bad hard makes you want to disappear. Your mind goes blank, your stomach knots. You'd do anything to stop. That's too high. Good hard makes you lean toward the problem. You're working, you're maybe a little frustrated, but some part of you is curious, alive, reaching." She smiled. "When I was little, I thought all hard things were the bad kind, so I avoided every challenge. Then I learned there's a kind of hard that feels good, and once you can find it, you stop being afraid of difficulty. You start looking for the right amount of it, on purpose, because that's where you get to be the bravest, best version of yourself." She gazed out at the steps, everyone a ledge she'd happily climb. And as Maya headed home, she carried the new feeling with her. Not the old dread of things being hard, but a warm, leaning-in kind of eagerness to find her next just-right ledge, and the quiet pride of knowing that a little struggle, the right amount, was exactly where she became more herself. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Edge Goldie. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.